Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report Update, a brief audio update of what is happening, hot topics, and so on, and really an update regarding Crossroads STEM Festival, which kicked off yesterday here in Jackson and Madison, Mississippi. The actual festival occurs at the Malco Grandview Theater in Madison, Mississippi. Kicked off yesterday afternoon, and today is the second day. And we are so super excited. But before I go any farther, I want to congratulate Mississippi State superstar Victoria Vivian for being selected by Indiana as the 8th pick, right? And congratulations to all the amazing athletes that were chosen on yesterday. So just super excited. But yes, you all know how excited I can get, so I'm trying to keep my demeanor. The 19th annual Crossroads STEM Festival is happening right now. I am the coordinator for the Mississippi Music Video. This is my second year, and I'm so honored. Thank you so much. Festival coordinator Michelle Baker and co-president, co-founder Phyllis Garbarow, Fran Baker, Eric Reisman, who's a volunteer coordinator, Robert Traub, and all the entire Crossroads Film Festival family. It's an amazing family of people in the community of indie film and music people and movie buffs. Those of you that love great music and great films and love to support your the indie music and film community. And it is all about promoting Mississippi, but it's an international festival with films from all around the world. And that is what is so amazing to me. Also, let me just, yesterday it kicked off with the Mississippi Student Showcase of Films. Then Urban Country, then Five, How They Got Over, and last night there was an opening night reception within the Fondren, the historic Fondren community of Jackson, Mississippi, at the Tangled Salon. I had hoped to be one of the hosts last night, that is it, but decided, okay, you know, try to take a note from the festival coordinator, try not to spread myself too thin. So last night, you know, get me some rest and, you know, study my materials for today because the Mississippi Video Showcase was super amazing last year, and I know it will be super amazing this year. And the night tonight will conclude with an after party at Offbeat Jackson, which is owned by superstar DJ Venom. Philip Wallace, many of you around the world know him, not just in the Jackson area. And so we're super excited for that because not only is it an after party, but the first hour it will be a kickoff of an industry symposium, a panel discussion. The panelists are, you know, like internationally known, Ron Carbo, who have won Grammy Awards and American Music Awards for his work with New Kids on the Block and his friend Winston Marsalis. And so he has worked with, his resume and bio is just amazing. He presented a workshop last year that I'm still like, salivating over. Melanie Lynn Addison was scheduled, but she had a family death, so we're sending out love and condolences to her. She is the head of the Oxford Film Fest and also the president of the Mississippi Film Alliance. And I'm looking forward to submitting a film to the Mississippi Film Alliance. In the work of, you know, getting a grant and submitting a film about a historic area of Jackson called the Georgetown community. So I'm super excited to submit a film project to the Mississippi Film Alliance in the near future. Fingers crossed I get the grant. I'm pretty positive about it. And then we have Ormond White, who is last year. He was behind the scenes. He directed a couple videos that were showcased this year. His video, How Much, will be showcased. And So he will talk about his work, working behind the scene and also in front of the camera. And also he's an educator also. And my bestie, Darryl Smith, will also, matter of fact, he will co-moderate with me at Mystic Video Showcase. But then at the industry symposium, I love his stories. And we're talking about how to effectively network, how to effectively network in person and all throughout the social media. And so I love his stories, his amazing stories of effectively networking from the past and present. He and I are usually together, so we have some pretty effective ways of networking. And so his story of how he became one of the original founding members of Mr. Man Squire is super amazing, so I'm looking forward to him sharing especially that story. So Darryl Smith, a founding member of Mississippi Mass Choir and also a member of the Smith Brothers, him and his brother Demetrius. Many of you internationally know them. They travel international. And again, Ormond White, Ron Carbo, J.B. Lawrence, whose work was featured in Rolling Stone this last week. He's an amazing photographer, videographer for Old Case Records and Melico Records. And so he showcased videos last year and his work this year, super amazing. So he will be sharing his stories and advice and answering questions also during the panel discussion that is scheduled at the beginning of the after party tonight. But you definitely do not want to miss today and tomorrow. Today's schedule, the Blues at 6 p.m., Screen A, 6:15, Afrocentric Cinema International Black Film Collective on Screen B, 8 o'clock, the Mississippi Music Video Showcase on Screen A, and come a little early so you can network and mix and mingle and, you know, meet the filmmakers and the artists and fellow movie buffs. And me, Bethany, AKB True, excuse me, 9 p.m. after party, Offbeat Records, 151 Wesley Avenue, in the historic area of Midtown. So definitely, it's going to be fun. Saturday, April 14th, 1 p.m., Animation Station, Screen A, 115, Fighting for Social Justice, Screen B, 130, Global Snapshot, Screen C, 3 o'clock, Comedies, Light Rose, Screen A, 315, Wonder Women, Stories by Female Filmmakers, Screen B, 345, The Funk and Dysfunctional, Screen C, Comedies 2, Extra Dark Rose, Screen A, Fantastic Stories, Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Screen B, LGBTQ Stories, Endings, Changes, and Beginnings, Screen C, Purgatory Road, Screen A, Lady Lou Jewel, number 2, Screen B, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Screen C, Tales of Terror will be at Hal and Mel's, downtown Jackson, another historic area, and the after party, of course, will be also sponsored by SAG and at Hal and Mel's, downtown, and visit the website, Crossroads Film Festival. Also, let me share the information with you regarding passes and admission prices and so on. Single tickets are $8 and $6. All access pass, $45 and $35. Good for reception, sales, and parties all weekend. Today's pass, the Friday pass, $20 and $15. Good for films at Malco on Friday. Saturday pass, $20 and $15. Good for films at Malco on tomorrow. The industry pass, I'm an industry member, $20, same benefits as SS pass, reception films and parties all weekend. Must be on the Mississippi Film Office industry list or IATSE member roster. And student pass, for high school or college students with valid ID, $20, high school or college students with valid ID, good for films at Malco Grandview Cinema, all today and Saturday, and of course yesterday, and it does not include the off-site events. Also, if you need to renew your membership or want to become a member, go straight to the green tent and sign up. And on tomorrow, you'll see me also. I think I'm working in different areas, merchandising, lounge, and checking out films. Just going to have a blast of a good time, but definitely looking forward to those of you that can make it at the Mississippi, the entire festival, but most definitely the Mississippi Music Video Showcase, and must see you at the after party. So it's going to be so much fun. Big shout out to Custom Cakes and Catering by Ann for catering food. Also, thanks again to DJ Venom for hosting the event, the after party for the third year straight. He's been open for 4 years, and he is an amazing business owner, amazing entrepreneur. Sell vinyl records, comics, games, apparel, you name it. And also, you can also host events at his location. So definitely check him out. You know, really follow all of us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram throughout social media. Offbeat Jackson are his handles. May check me out on Facebook. I'm on the Facebook page. You know, Facebook has been getting on me about creating my own public page. So my public page is called Beth Entrepreneur. And, you know, on Instagram, you can find me at Beth Entrepreneur, and also the James Franco Project Group. We're celebrating James Franco's birthday. His birthday is our next Thursday. So those of you that like James' work and want to wish him happy birthday, don't hesitate to join the Facebook page also, because it's a closed group, the James Franco Project Group. But also we're on Instagram. And also Twitter, Beth Will, Culture Shock Inc. Snapchat, Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. Crossroads Film Festival. If you can, like the pages, Crossroads Film Festival, Crossroads Film Society, also, okay, and on Instagram, Crossroads Film, and also on Twitter. But really appreciate you. Sign up for updates at the website also, okay? But again, the 19th Annual Crossroads Film Festival is happening, and we thank the sponsors, also those that are contributing and volunteering. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact Eric Ridman. And also, when I received my credentials don't state volunteer, it states staff. So that's a good sign, right? So thank you to those of you that are so supportive, and thank you to Michelle also for recognizing my hard work. And it's been a blast. She finally encouraged me to get hands-on in 2014. Even when I was in Texas in 2016, I made sure I did what I could throughout social media and word of mouth and networking. Matter of fact, Dallas International Film Festival is coming up next month in May. I think it begins May 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. But really, thank you so much for your love and support. And there's so much. It's Friday the 13th. In a good way, things happen for me on Friday the 13th. It's fun to be superstitious and, walk on hidden ladders and watch out for black cats and all that stuff. But I'm hoping for it to be a very weird, freaky Friday the 13th, in a good way, in a fun way. And also, a shout out to my, I've had some amazing work family. There's a volunteer on job, people that I've worked with since I've been an entrepreneur since I was like 7. And one of my favorite work fams, Choctaw in Oklahoma. I know I went back to Dallas to finish school, but I really wanted to finish school. And my mother, just a few days before she passed, got to finish school and get that esthetician license. Things worked out where I did not finish my graduating 5 months, and I need to finish. But it was a blessing that I went to Choctaw, and they encouraged me to join the Choctaw fam. And So it looked like I'll be returning to the Choctaw family and finishing school. But this one shot, and also we have the Choctaw Indians here in Mississippi too, you know, Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Philadelphia, Mississippi, and I haven't visited there in ages. But I want to shout out to the Choctaw Nation because a grand opening will be happening next month on May 22nd. They have a new amazing headquarters that's opening. And I remember when they broke the news to us a couple of years ago about a developmental project of many things opening. So we're excited this happening on May 22nd. I say that because also today, right, because one of my favorite parks in Jackson, Mississippi, it's like one of the oldest parks in the country. And it's not only my favorite, one of my favorite parks, apparently the governor and the mayor also, Governor Bryan and Mayor Lumumba, because there would be, the park has been closed since like early fall. And it's right in between the governor's mansion, Mr. Republican party headquarters, Galloway Church, and it is like one of the original big fixtures of the city of Jackson from when the city was created. I mean, even City Hall had to be rebuilt because of a fire. And history buffs, you know, those of us that like to study history, but check out Google Smith Park. It's one of the oldest parks in the country, not just in Mississippi. So there will be a ribbon cutting ceremony at 11:15 today, a grand reopening of the park. Private funds of like $150,000 paid for a renovation of the park, and just to make it more safer, to make it safer and more beautiful. So can't wait to see that. So I plan to attend that, and also of course promote the festival and Mississippi Music Video Showcase tonight and so on. But I'm super excited because you guys probably, oftentimes I think Daryl and I might sit down. It's a place where people go for lunch and just go to chill, you know, a nice park. So I can't wait to see it, the new look. You know, even I need a makeover. So I can't wait to see the makeover of Smith Park today during the ribbon cutting ceremony. Again, thank you all so much. Have an awesome weekend. And again, full-fledged, real talk shows where you can call in and talk to me in the chat room. And guests will be back in that mode real soon. But thank you. Thank you to those of you that still, you know, send love and think about my late mother. She loves you all so much. And we're so thankful for your prayers and grateful for your friendship. She loves making new friends. I appreciate you. So keep in touch. Email CultureShockN, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And you know where I'm at on social media, and those of you that I network with in person, you know, thank you also. But God bless and happy Crossroads Film Festival weekend. Happy Friday the 13th weekend also. God bless.